Assalamu alaikum, welcome to the 5-Minute Fix, your go-to for practical tips, spiritual guidance, and valuable insights that will help you build stronger, more meaningful connections real fast. So here's a question. Would you call a taxi line and ask for a pizza? Would you go to a plumber and ask for legal advice? Or would you visit a tailor and ask for medical treatment? And of course you wouldn't, because it doesn't make any sense. You go to people who are knowledgeable in a specific field relevant to the advice you're seeking. Similarly, should you go to the Sharia Council for couples therapy? Absolutely not, unless they are trained therapists or experienced couples coaches. Otherwise, it's not the right place for that. Now, here's the big disclaimer. I've encountered many people who came to me for ruqyah either during or after a divorce because something didn't feel right to them. I've also spoken with the Sharia Council about this, and frankly, I was not happy with their response. That's the reason why I feel it's important for me to voice my concern. Many people who were going through a divorce, going back and forth with the council, were never advised to get a ruqya screening to rule out the possibility of there being sihr of separation or other afflictions that may be or that may have contributed to the breakdown of their marriage. Now, this is concerning, especially considering Surah Baqarah verse 102, which refers to sihr that causes separation between man and his wife, and the hadith about Iblis sending groups of shayateen for creating dissension between husband and wife. Now, it's widely understood that this is one of the greatest victories for Iblis, yet it seems to be overlooked as a potential cause. Those who came to me weren't even advised to try couples therapy. Instead, the council handled the situation as though they were experts in trauma and relationship dynamics. Now, but relationships are complex. It's not as simple as offering 3 or 4 points and expecting things to improve. So what is the Sharia Council good for? It's good for jurisprudence. If you have questions about matters of faith, or if you've tried professional counseling and therapy and you are certain your marriage won't work, they can guide you through the divorce process in accordance with the Quran and Sunnah, but they're not the place for therapy or professional counseling. Now, I'm not only speaking based on the people who have come to me, I'm speaking from my own personal experience with the Sharia Council. When I suggested a coaching program or framework that could help couples, I was told they didn't need it and that they knew what they were doing. In Islam, we are told to seek advice from people of knowledge. It means experts in the specific field you need help with. Not every sheikh or imam will know about ruqya. Most won't be experts with trauma, and some won't fully understand relationship dynamics, especially living here in the West. Ruqya is best understood by Raqis with experience and expertise in that area. What happens when you ask your community leader about ruqya and they tell you to go to the hospital or doctor first? You trust them because they're your community leaders. But months or even years later, you still don't feel right. So you decide to get a ruqya screening and realize the issue was ruqya related all along. By then, you've taken unnecessary medication, experienced side effects, and caused additional problems for yourself and your family. Brothers and sisters, while we respect our elders and religious leaders, that doesn't mean they specialize in every field or have all the answers. I have sat in talks at the masjid where a speaker will address a variety of topics. During the Q&A session, someone in the audience asks about ruqya, whether they should perform ruqya on themselves or see a raqi. I recall one speaker responding, "The best ruqya is the one you do on yourself." While this is true, there are situations where doing it yourself might not be enough. Some people may downplay their symptoms, gaslighting themselves into thinking they're fine. Others might begin ruqya and have a reaction they don't know how to manage. Their family might panic and call an ambulance, not knowing what else to do. If you want to know what could happen in such a situation, listen to my podcast, Symbiosis with the Unseen, Part 2. Imagine someone undergoing total possession, where they lose all recollection of time, and their body is completely overtaken by a jinn, and they get taken to the hospital for a mental health assessment. What do you think is going to happen in that situation? All this because a speaker said, "The best ruqya is the one you do yourself." While that may be true, and I often advise people to perform ruqya on themselves, but it's always wise to have a knowledgeable raqi involved as backup first, so you don't risk getting sectioned or medicated wrongly. Just because someone is a prominent figure in the community doesn't mean they will have all the right answers. The question of whether self-ruqya is better than going to a raqi is too vague. It's like asking a fitness trainer if stretching is better than strength training for muscle pain. You know, there's a process. Questions need to be asked, and a proper assessment is needed to determine the best course of action. We follow a procedure to ensure everything is done safely and effectively. The sad reality is that this blind obedience often comes from cultural upbringing, where we're taught to respect our elders even if they're wrong. Over time, respect becomes confused with trust, and people assume that because someone is older, they must be right. Just to wrap this up, the key lesson here is to seek guidance from the right experts. While it's important to respect our elders and religious leaders, that respect shouldn't blind us to the fact that they may not have all the answers, especially in specialized areas like ruqya. Always go to those with the proper knowledge and experience in the field you're seeking help from, whether it's ruqya, relationships, or any other matter. Don't confuse respect with unquestioning trust. Ask questions, do your research, and make informed decisions. Till the next time, Asalaamu Alaikum.